Hey, podcasters, welcome to day two of the new breakfast show. We had a wallaby.
Yeah, we did have a wallaby. Not the rugby type, but the actual type. There was. We spoke to police media after a wallaby ran across the... Not ran, they don't run, do they? What do they do?
They hopped.
They hopped.
Jumped. It was beautiful.
Do they hop or do they jump?
Oh, mate, all the big questions. Bless you.
Hang on, he's hopping.
But bunnies hop.
Bunnies hop because they've got four legs.
Yeah, but isn't hopping on one leg?
Yeah, good call.
See, the technical term of hopping. Kangaroos hop, though. I feel like
I'll go hop.
The wallaby hop.
Yeah. And how funny was the chat with the police, though? So good.
It was great.
And if you've seen the footage, it's majestical.
It's amazingly shot.
The wallaby looks like it's finishing a marathon.
Mm. It does.
You know, it's got police escort and it's just coming out across the bridge.
Because the marathon in the Sydney 2000 Olympics went across the Harbour Bridge and you used to, I remember a wonderful term they used, Grant, was they had the blue line which traced the track. And if there are only some parts of Sydney where you can still see remnants of the blue line, on the roads of the plot. And then otherwise it's just a little groove. And at the end of it, they said, are you going to paint over the blue line?
Yeah.
And I never forget the phrase they used, that the authority, whoever they was, a very straight-laced person said, no, we're just going to let it disappear through time.
Beautiful! Poetic! Could we retrace...
Much like the money spent on the Olympics, it will just disappear through time.
Could we not retrace the wallaby steps and make a fun run course out of it?
You could, or we could get Grant in a little wallaby outfit and see if he could do it.
I don't know why you'd ask. Why would you pick Grant? I mean, why would you pick Grant?
I would be the Joey in the pouch of the kangaroo at the front. Right. Maybe you could wear the suit and I'll hop in your front.
Like
a little baby Bjorn, you know, in the front.
Yelena Dokic was also on the show talking Australian Open. We talked about easily accessible nudes.
That was amazing.
I know, right?
I am the type of person.
Lock your nudes up, guys.
Lock your nudes up.
It's dangerous.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. Tell your friends. Mm. And we'll hear you all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
Top of the morning to you. Good morning to you, Madam Ruciano.
Good morning, Eduardo.
GD.
Yeah, we're still on air, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, it's a start, mate.
Day two.
It's
the little wins along the way that you've got to celebrate.
It is. How many episodes of Family Feud have you done thus far?
Over 1,000.
So you have no idea.
I'll go 1,021.
Just this week? Because you are on nine days a week currently.
In the last 3 years, we've knocked up over 1,000.
Gee, wow. That's it. What was your favourite one, mate?
Oh, it's going to be number 47. When the Johnsons came on and took the car.
We laughed.
We laughed and they said silly things and God love them for it.
The best answer is one that they play on an AM radio station, so I can mention it, is the best one that they sort of trawl through and they watch and they'll find an answer which is a bit of fun. And the best answer I've heard so far is the question is, oh, can you do it for me? It is you're Grant, I'll be the contestant. So, yep. Grant, you say you know how to do it, but the question is, name a sport in which animals compete, all right? And so you ask me and I'm going to give the answer that the person actually gave.
Name a sport in which animals compete.
Duck hunting.
a bit of a one-way fight, that one.
I was thinking like UFC cage fighting. I think it's something like that.
Duck hunting.
Speaking of animals.
Thank you.
You guys. Thank you, Segway Queen.
Well done.
There is currently, I don't want to alarm anyone, a kangaroo on the Harbour Bridge. It's got a police escort. The police are legitimately driving behind the kangaroo so it doesn't get hit.
Like Hong Kong.
It's got a police escort. It's amazing.
Is this the most Aussie thing ever? Is it Australia Day now?
Only if the kangaroo goes down and punches a shark. Yeah. Would this be the Aussie thing ever? But I think we have an eyewitness, our boss, Jace.
Mm-hmm.
Jace, are you there?
Hello.
Oh, my gosh, you were there when this happened. Talk us through.
I thought it could have been a wallaby because it was quite tiny and it was bouncing around just where kind of Milsons Point train station is.
Oh.
Oh, wow, that far. Okay.
Oh.
And which way was it going?
It was turning around. It was doing a U-turn. Heading back.
Did he
north,
indicate before he U-turned?
Yeah. And did he have an e-tag around his neck? Because that fine can get a little bit feisty. Jace,
he's got 3 days to pay. He'll be fine.
He'll be fine. Yeah. Get on the website if you're listening. Jace, what were the cars doing? What were the other cars and vehicles and other people around doing?
A lot of people in that area in their Audis and Mercs, slowing down. So don't want to get a dent in the Merc at that time.
Don't want to get a dent. Can we throw it? 13 10 60. Did you see the kangaroo on the Harbour Bridge this morning? Or maybe you've been just going over it. Maybe sure. You've just been over it. Maybe you saw the police escort.
Yeah.
And Grant, you would have, around where you live, there's some kangaroos.
Stacks. Yeah, heaps. Hundreds. Yeah,
stacks up.
I got a bottom paddock where 100 were living recently because the grass was a little bit long. So they're a regular feature around our place.
Do you get the hot, muscly ones? Again, another animal I'm low-key attracted to.
The really big, bulky ones with the huge shoulders. Yeah. Remember that kangaroo that could crush a
VB
pail
on its head?
Yeah. They do get very big. They do, because if they stand up on their rear tail, they're about like me, one and a half of me high. So they become quite
intimidating.
Like
a normal person's height.
Yeah, shut up.
What do you mean? You're a normal height.
And
coming up next, guys, I'm going to be talking about my favourite topic, sex robots.
Oh, no,
what?
Really?
Yes!
I'm conflicted about these.
So, Eduardo Cavalli and Grantinha Deniores.
That was his name before he changed it.
He
was too ethnic for TV, he had to change it.
I once was Emilio Rusciano, now I'm just M.
Yeah, just M, yeah.
Thank you, commercial radio.
You'll be M Rusty.
I'll be E-Dog.
E-Dog. M Russell.
Oh, my God.
What do you got?
I have a slight obsession with the idea of robots as companions.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like the idea. First of all, I kind of love the idea of making a robot army of myself.
An army?
Yeah. Jeez. It's always an army. I either want an army of dogs or an army of robots or an army of sassy cats. I'm not fussy on my armies.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. Well, that's fair enough.
And I like the idea of having a robot army so that I could have, robot M, do the multiple tasks.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can send her into the bedroom while I sit and watch The Crown. You know what I mean?
Let's say that it's robot M that walks into the bedroom.
Your
husband needs to have settings on that robot where he can go like firecracker insect.
Don't worry, doll. She's modelled on me
She needs modes. Otherwise,
of course. Sometimes you want to be cuddled and sometimes you want to be thrown around the room. And there's a lot of range in between.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It'll be subtly nuanced robot sex, Sam. It'll be amazing.
Right. Oh,
and then I also want a robot I can send to watch my kids' school concerts because they're boring.
Hang on, we need to write that down because
everyone knows that.
That's a great idea for somebody.
I take hip flasks to the school concerts. And so now, up until now, you've only been able to get female sex robots.
And they're getting, I read an article the other day, Grant, where it said that they're worried that the sex robots are getting they've got so much personality that hackers are going to be able to break into your sex robot and train the sex robot to try and kill you.
Oh, that's outrageous.
To which I say, well, if you're into that type of thing.
Well, male companion robots are finally going on sale.
Oh, no.
Thank God. Yeah. Real Botics is the name of the company. And that are making hot, sexy men. And don't worry, they do have amazing robotic wangs.
Do they?
What?
Yeah.
What makes a robotic wang amazing?
I'm glad you asked that, Grant Denyer. Thank you so much. And there's a sentence I bet you never thought you'd be saying.
Not on day two, that's for sure.
The bionic member can be programmed to go as long as the user wants.
Oh, no. So it's... No. Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hang on, we're playing God here, people.
Uh-huh.
This has gone too far.
You can download a handy app and you can determine the shape and size of the robot's endowment. Also,
what is that?
So I could have a rainbow glitter one if I want.
You could.
I will call him Rodrigo, and he will only tell me I'm pretty and thin, and it is going to be amazing.
Right, this is, Grant, let's just say...
Well, our role is over for starters.
That's what I'm
the
saying.
End of humanity, 100%. As we know it, is gone.
Oh, you're all in the show's done too. I'm ordering two of these things.
God damn it! Do they do radio? There are changes afoot around the television landscape. Channel 9 have announced that Erin Mullen is the new host of the NRL footy show. Now, let's just go around the room and ask each other the last time we sat down and watched the NRL footy show.
I have never put it in my eyes ever once.
You've never seen it. Okay.
That's the one that Fatty was there for 25 years.
Yeah.
And he's been given a... And they've put Erin in and haven't people reacted well?
Well, you're better at knowing this stuff. I never know. I never go that far into reaction. I would dip in and out very, very occasionally, but I haven't seen it for years. And what about you, Greg?
So you were passing traffic on it a bit, were you? Yeah. They've won 11 Logies over their time.
They
so
have won. Did you take that off the top of your head?
Yeah, yeah, I know.
This guy has been nominated 52 times.
Yeah, never won a damn thing.
And never won a Logie. He has, like, he sits and he manifests. He stole a gold Logie and he stares at it every night.
We're gonna get you one this year, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it. So, yeah, the outrage has been. I'm just looking through the comments right now, and the NRL
show fans have been so gracious in their acceptance of the new host. There has been there's a lot of man babies crying out there today, and I think writing things. Erin's been announced. Erin's pregnant at the moment, by the way. Nine. What an absolute joke. Nothing against Mullen, but you may as well mandate a female interchange in the NRL lineup.
I think for one that there. I'm reading one now. I think for one, there's no place for a Sheila, not for any other reason apart from the fact that it's a show for blokes. No need for a blonde bimbo, and that's from Sharon.
Not from Fatty.
Sharon's gone for that one.
Not from F. Vaughan.
So
it's pretty savage.
It's not a show that's massive, if you know what I mean. Like, not that many people watch it. It's popular in its world, and there are a lot of shows like that. Do you know? But. Does it really matter who hosts the NRL footy show? No, honestly.
Well, I
had the same thing when the Today Show was going on. It's like, yeah, you could pretty much put most people in there and they'd sort of do the job, do you know? I haven't seen this show recently.
I think Erin's going to be an amazing addition.
But you've never seen it.
Yeah, but I'm going to watch it now just for that. There you go. You got a new fan. There's going to be 22 people watching it now because I am now the newest fan of NRL.
But
she's amazing.
But you're certainly going to, if that is the case, then they are changing the demographic, which is surely what they're trying to do.
Yes.
And you're one of the great NRL experts, Em. I mean, if I was to ask you 100%. Who the current Dally M medal winner is, you'd say...
John.
she's almost half right.
Didn't the AFL footy show went through this recently with Rebecca Madden becoming the female host
it's a co-hosting role.
But that created one of the biggest spikes in their TV ratings in years, though, didn't it?
But only for a couple of weeks as people tune in, and I think it's coming back, but it's going to be different again.
You don't want women near sport, you know? And as soon as they started letting the Sheilas into the pubs, that's when things got ruined.
Isn't that interesting?
You know? Yeah, oh, my God, as soon as you let women out of the kitchen, they want to vote, they want to drive.
Do you know what next? They'll let them on radio soon, Grant.
Oh.
If we're not careful.
As if I want to hear a Sheila's opinion on anything.
If we're not careful.
God. What's the superior
thing we're talking about now? Grant has started dancing to your sung intros.
Can't get enough of it.
He's loving it.
Today's What's a Superior on 1360 and our prize, Eduardo.
Yeah, it is such a great prize. I will get back to it. Oh, no, it isn't. It is R&B Fridays is presenting R&B Vine Days, Boys to Men, TLC and more, Saturday, Feb 3 at Bimbadgin in the Hunter Valley. Tickets at Ticketmaster. So the best way to think about it is your favourite R&B acts while you're relaxing and having a vino. What a fantastic event. It's going to be huge. That's what you're getting today.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be sipping my rosé, although we've come. It's going to be amazing.
Excuse me, madam. Can you sit down?
Tell me what to do. I built this joint.
I can't wait. Oh, my God. I'm going to have so much rosé. Responsibly.
Of course.
So today on 131060, what's a superior Italian meal?
Oh,
my God. Is this a Godfather music?
No, it's more sort of just
Italian,
something Grant and I whipped up. Okay, straight away, GD, what are you going to roll with? What's your superior?
It has to be the one and only Palmer, surely. And I did a lot. Okay.
You are the biggest bargain.
You have. Shut up!
The actual planet.
By one jet ski, you own a ute, you eat a Palmer, and you typecast me.
Yes. Look, I'll tell you what, just settle down and cool your jets, all right? Just hear me out. Look,
with traditional Italian shit.
Just tomato sauce and a Kraft single, guys.
I have travelled this wonderful country the length and breadth. Right,
you have.
I've been every single town. And we had a system where we judged the strength of every town based on its parma. Yeah, it was a scientific thing.
That's fair. When you were doing Sunrise, now what was the...
Shepparton. Well, in Victoria. Was known as the best parma in Australia. When you're talking, you know, that layer of sauce, you got a bit of ham on there, you touch that bad boy off with a bit of cheese, you're talking good times, my friend.
You probably put pineapple on pizza too, don't you, you animal?
That's a Hawaiian parma.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the very special occasions.
Tell me, were they able to serve you your parma in the pokey room, or did you have to come out to sit in the bistro just for a moment?
It was $10 pot and parma night.
Well, Rusciano, you are an official Italian heritage.
What?
And so...
What gave that away?
I'm accusing you, that's it. And what is your... Are you going to save yours or do you want to tell us?
Oh, okay. I love a squid ink pasta.
I've never had that in my life.
The squid ink linguine is ridiculous. I had it sitting on the banks in Venice, homemade by Nuna.
Wow.
My Nuna used to make just a beautiful iceberg lettuce salad. It was just the lettuce leaves with olive oil and salt and lemon and a little bit of basil from the garden. But I mean, a good margarita pizza, I could go on all day.
Yeah, you got to pick one.
But squid ink linguine, if you get a really good one with a little bit of truffle oil in it.
You've put off one of my alarms. Talk truffle oil another day.
Oh my god, you're against
it. Yeah, sorry.
What?
So I can't stand it. Yeah, no.
Oh, sorry, Bogan boy, you just popping some truffle oil on your pasta, mate. Thanks, Gabrielle Gatto.
Get more of Today FM breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's Today FM.
We are deep in the mire of what's the superior.
We sure are. And today on 131060, we're asking, what's a superior Italian meal? Grant has gone for the very traditional Parmigiana.
I just quietly, a lot of judgment around that too, by the way. Chips.
Are you having it on chicken or veal?
Oh, veal.
No, chicken. Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't expecting you to say that. Okay.
Yeah, well, I had to up my class just a little bit. Yeah.
Well, the vegans
getting
will be
slapped around the jaws about ordering a goddamn parma in a pub.
Kirei from Wentworthfield. Yes. G'day, mate. What is the superior Italian dish?
Lasagna.
Yeah, well played.
Good call.
You know what?
What I like? The way that Kirei said that. Say it again, Kirei.
Lasagna.
Lasagna. Oh, wow.
Not Lasagne, like my grandma used to say.
Lasagne.
Again, really just hosing down those bogan rumours there. Jared in Campbelltown, hello.
Hello.
I'm loving where
What's
this is going.
What's the superior Italian meal?
It's got to be a meat lover's.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've got to be the pizza.
Meat lover's pizza. Clap him in.
It's got no flair on it, just chunks of meat, just chucks on a bit of bread.
Jared, you're going to be hard to beat this morning, mate.
I don't know how traditional the meat lover is.
Jared's a traditional Italian. Jared, what's your last name, Jared?
Seawitz.
Yeah,
see? Very Italian.
From Venice. From Venice, aren't you, Jared?
No, German.
Oh, he's German. Oh, of course. The meat gave us away. Yep, Jared's winning so far. Meat lover's pizza. How traditional. Oh, in Italy, can you get a meat lover's pizza?
It's just a capricciosa. A bit of anchovies.
They're going to be fancy about it.
Sahar, hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, my darling. What's a superior Italian meal?
Whenever I go to an Italian restaurant, I always order spinach and ricotta cannelloni, and then I ask for bolognese mint sauce on top because I'm too indecisive just to pick one meal, so I get both of this.
Because the spinach and ricotta cannelloni is nice, but it's never filling enough. Mm. So what you've done by adding some meat is you've made it a proper meal.
Yeah.
You're a modern-day genius.
Do you know what?
It's not the first time I've been told that. So.
The most awkward thing about the Italian restaurant experience is when they ask you if you want the Parmesan. And I'm like, yeah, yes. And then they're like, tell me when to stop. And then I'll just sit there. And then they'll stop. And I'm like, no, I want us both buried in cheese. There is no when with Parmesan.
I want to be covered. I want a St. Bernard to come and find me.
My dad calls it the Italian salt. He puts it on everything.
That's great. Chris from Ryde. Chris, what is the superior Italian meal?
My mum's pesto.
Ah, so you're an official Italian.
Oh, the pesto.
What's special about it?
It's... Mum and Dad grow their basil in the backyard. Oh, typical wogs. They've got growing out of old concrete laundry tubs that they've acquired over the years. There's no lawn. They did an extension, so the rest of the yard is concrete, and there's a garden, the olive trees, and the tomatoes.
Yeah,
and,
great.
You know, concrete's always easy to clean because you just wash it down.
Ain't that the truth? Hey, Chris, so you're in your 40s, Chris?
Yes.
So only a couple of years till you move out then?
She'll funny be spewing. It's true.
He's going to win. Chris is going to win. Can I give it to Chris?
We got Sarah still
here. Oh, Sarah's still here. All right.
Hey, Sarah, rounding us out on 13:10:60, what's the superior Italian meal?
Morning, guys. When I used to go to my nonna's house, or even now, I'm almost 28, you don't go for one meal. You have to have something from every plate. You have to have gnocchi napoletana, cutteletti, schnitzel.
Yep.
You've got to have arancini, a bit of homemade pizza. And if you don't eat something from every plate, then you make a nonna sad and nonna go to hospital.
It's true. Nonna, I used to get that. A nonna might die. If you live and now you're not eating, you die, I'd be sad.
So hang on. So if nonna was to pass away and they'd say, what was the cause of death?
Yeah, I didn't eat five courses at dinner.
At the morgue, they would say
100%.
She didn't eat any pizza.
She didn't eat the cutteletti.
That is. I love how Sarah's accent got stronger as she told her story.
Oh, the wog brings out the wog. Don't even worry about that.
It's so fun. Who wins today? Come on, Em, you're the official Italian. Who wins today?
I feel like Chris would enjoy being badging. And you liked Chris. Chris, hello.
Chris, well done, mate. You're our winner.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Yeah, well played. R&B Fridays presents R&B Vine Days. Boys to Men, TLC and more. Saturday, Feb 3 at Bimbadgen in the Hunter Valley. Tickets are at Ticketmaster. You get to go along. Take your mum, Chris. You can take a pack lunch. It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. The wogs will be there. I'll have a whole entourage of things.
I love it. Good on you. Danielle, I don't mean to bring this up, but we're talking about when you've lost something on your body. Right now, you famously lost a little bit of height as part of a car mishap.
I did. If ever you wanted to know if our God is a cruel one,
I didn't have much to give away. Unfortunately, I lost a centimetre and a half.
You lost a centimetre and a half. Okay, but you're fine. Okay, but so you lost that. Now that I thought of you when I read about the new Sydney Roosters forward who used to play for the South Sydney Rabbitohs.
Rabbits, my team. Yeah, go the Rabbits.
Well done. Yeah. Angus Crichton, who is a fantastic young player who's going to do big things, should play Origin. He looks like a really great player. Yeah. Here's the story that came out over the weekend. Andrew Crichton shows off his amputated middle finger. And I know what you're all thinking. Oh, my goodness, he's had an accident, whatever. No, this was by choice.
Wow. Why?
Yeah.
What was wrong
with
it?
Is it to hold the ball better?
He said no. He said,
is it like a tactic? Like
a performance advantage?
Has he got like a metal spike instead? He just puts it in the ball?
That's a good idea, but no. What happened was the poor thing, he's only 21 now, but he injured his finger 3 years ago. He said, I first had issues when I was 19. I had tendon problems and the cartilage died in the knuckle. Ooh. I had it fused, but it broke. He's had it fused four times. It was a constant problem. Then he went back and he said that he saw some old photographs of some old, like, hardcore NRL players, a guy called Gillespie, who'd done the same thing. Mm. He had such bad fingers that one of them he just sort of lopped off.
That's exciting.
And he played for another 10 years.
The 80s NRL players were exciting.
But you should do it on the sideline. The Gatorade bloke. Before they had Gatorade, he had a Gatorade and a guillotine. Well, which do you want, mate?
Okay, I love this.
Yeah, so he said he had a chat to the bloke who'd lost his as well. He played for New South Wales and Australia after he'd had his finger cut off.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd imagine if it's broken and it's sort of in the wrong position, that would really affect the ability to catch the ball consistently.
And he said it was just painful He played with pain the whole time.
Just took it off.
Yeah, he's gone.
I love that.
He's 21
years
old.
That's such commitment.
That is such commitment.
Can we do a 13:10:60, what body part are you missing?
Oh, I am so keen.
Yes.
I'm worried where it might end up.
I'm going to my prize sheet because someone's going to win something fairly hefty here because 13:10:60, what body part are you missing?
Exciting times.
No body part. It can be internal.
Anything.
It can be internal. It can be external.
Whatever.
And what were the circumstances that led to the loss of said body part?
Yes.
13:10:60, what body part are you missing?
Yes.
And what led to its demise?
Yes.
When have you lost a body part? Angus Crichton, the young footballer, 21 years old, has elected to have his middle finger lopped off because it's going to help his football career.
Respect.
A lot of respect. A very tough young man, and it's going to work for him. Question, of course, is have you lost a body part? And if so, how? Now, we know that, Daniel, yes, you lost a centimetre of height. We don't want to keep talking about that.
Well, because, you continue to, but anyway.
Look, I brought it up.
I reckon I bring that fact up once a week.
She does bring it up to me a lot.
Yes, it's
when
a
you're
cruel
not around.
World, and I don't know why God hates me, but yes, that's what happened.
But all the things, Grant, Daniel, you could have lost. I know.
Duncan Campbelltown, good mate. Now, is this a mate of yours?
Yeah, it is. It's a mate of mine.
What happened to you, mate?
So we were just mucking around high school, and one of my mates accidentally sack-whacked him. And sack-whacked him. And he lost one of his testicles.
Oh, he lost a ball.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he lost a ball. Yeah, he got rushed to hospital. He dropped to the floor and got rushed to hospital. And then about a week later, we all found out, slowly slipped through the friends and found out that he had lost one.
And let me ask you something. You know, Duncan, you're from Campbelltown. You're a nice young man. No one ever teased him about it, did they?
The poor guy copped it for years.
Of course he did. Thank you, Duncan. Grant Denyer, Campbelltown store, one of the greats. We all know, look, we can pump you up as much as we like, but the fact is you've had a sort of North Korean regime going at your place for a little while. Tell Sydney, tell everyone.
Okay.
What you told us off air yesterday.
Shocked.
This was shocking.
Guys, I just got the internet.
Hell, man. How do you even live?
This is true. I've had no internet at home for 3 whole years.
Yeah, because he goes to us yesterday, oh, guys, I just got that Netflix thing. I go, what? Yeah. What do you mean? He goes, we just got the internet. Yeah. What?
It's like I've been living off the grid, like, you know, almost like Tom Hanks in Castaway.
Oh,
it's
you're like exactly
being,
like
to be really primitive.
Are you calling your wife a volleyball?
Yeah.
That is.
Yes. Has she become Wilson? Is that what's going on?
I've been living in a black hole. And, you know, it kind of wasn't without its positives. Yeah. I still don't know whether Joey, you know, ended up with Dawson from Dawson's Creek, but apart from that, it's kind of like this. It's been like a tech cleanse for 3 years.
Mate,
you guys should try it.
No, but you've got kids. You know, what about your wife? What about your kids? Like, looking things up, trying to...
Oh, learning, they don't know anything about the rest of the world.
Learning.
But it's kind of nice to know that we're not on the brink of, you know, World War III with North Korea.
Right,
you know,
I'm at home,
I've got solar on the roof, I've got a veggie patch out the back, I've got cows in the paddock. I've almost pretty much just got a doomsday hotel at my joint, which you're all welcome to if it goes down.
He's a prepper. But that is one of the biggest things. If you were to say to someone, under the age of 40 now, listen, if you're going to have to live without the internet, Em, how long could you go without the internet?
-1. What?
Yeah, you're Googling something as I speak.
I can't. I'm addicted to the internet mainly because it helps me win arguments. I don't know how I lived. Like, I go straight.
Lose arguments? Is it helping stop you in your tracks?
Always win. Always. Right. Like, Scott, my husband and I'll be arguing and I'll go, oh, let's get the truth finder out and I'll just punch it in really aggressively and I'll be able to shove it in his face. Yeah, how am I going to win arguments without the internet? How have you been solving arguments without the internet?
Yeah, that's true.
Just what, whipping out this Encyclopedia Britannica?
The Funkin' Wagnalls.
You'll find Charles II was a Catholic.
Yeah, they're the arguments I'm having. Rob Kardashian stacked on the weight. The arguments I'm having.
So 2 years without the 3 years without the internet. Now that you've got it, do you think, oh, we didn't, you know, are you regretting
getting
it?
I think we're better for it because I tell you, here's the part. You might ridicule and you have been.
Yeah, we will.
But
100%.
You know what? You sleep better. 100% better because you're not scrolling like a poker machine at 11 p.m. at nighttime on your phone in the bed.
That's
so all of a sudden, you're so much more present in your house with your kids, being in the moment rather than...
Has it helped marital relations?
Well, hello.
I don't want to know that.
I do.
What happens if you wake up at 2 a.m. and you're wondering how many holes a straw has? Like, how do you Google that? Because that wakes me up at night. That's I'll wake up at 2 a.m. and go, how many holes does a straw have?
Easy.
Oh, my
one.
God.
One hole.
No. Two.
No. Two, mate.
No.
Both ends, mate. Both ends, mate.
And I would be up
all
night.
It's the same hole. It's the same hole, just another end of the same hole.
Two holes. But because you can have...
We can no longer be friends.
Because I can Google that in the middle of the night, I get to go back to sleep. But if I was at your place, I'd be up all night tormented.
Yeah, you would. You would. That's so...
See how stressed you've got now just talking about facts? Imagine you just removed all of that want and worry out of your life. how different you'd be.
I don't want to do that. Oh, gosh.
So who else has gone without? What big ticket item have you gone without?
Oh, yeah, 13, 10, 60.
13, 10, 60. Maybe you went without. I'm going to call TV. Are you maybe by choice?
What?
Or maybe by some sort of issue? Mm-mm. Have you gone without TV? Maybe you were without, you know, car, no car.
Electricity.
Maybe you were living somehow for some, with no electricity.
Water. Anything.
Big ticket items.
Yes.
Like game, gone without Game of Thrones, for instance.
Yeah, if you,
what the hell? I'm so sorry for you. We need to start some sort of GoFundMe. I don't know. Someone needs to adopt Grant.
I need to be sponsored.
All right.
If Elon Musk is listening, you need to take him in. 13, 10, 60, what have you lived without? And yes, maybe it was the best thing that ever happened to you.
I doubt it.
Coffee, was it, you know, one big big ticket item in life that
love
you've gone without?
A soul.
Oh. 13, 10, 60, what have you gone without and how did it affect your life? Today FM.
Get more of Today FM breakfast with M, Grant and Ed by downloading the Today FM app.
The question on 13, 10, 60, M, is
what have you lived without?
Yeah, because Grant Denyer, in a sort of Kim Jong-un...
Definitely exactly the same as Kim Jong-un.
...move for control...
He's got a flat top.
You refused to give your family what for 3 years?
Internet. There was no internet at home. And not by choice. We just were so remote that we weren't connected to the NBN. There was no chance of getting anything. So we were just like completely off the grid and in the dark.
Amazing.
But you don't think it was that such a bad thing?
No. I think it was like a tech cleanse that I reckon made us all better people.
Well, on 13, 10, 60, we asked you guys, what did you guys live without? And Mason called through. Hey, Mason.
Hey, how you going?
G'day, Mason.
What have you lived without? What big ticket item?
Facebook.
This is a big one, Mason.
Yeah. Good on you.
This is going to help.
Just on my phone, though, and it's been 2 years so far. I've got it on my iPad at home, but the thing is...
So you haven't completely broken up with Facebook just yet, so... But
not,
stages.
Not yet. Well, the thing is, because I don't use it on my phone, I kind of forget I have it on my iPad at home, so... I only check it maybe once a fortnight for events.
And
so,
tell me something, Mason, your life is better off, aren't you? You've got more time, you're not wasting time just staring at it. Tell me that's the case.
100%, man. I think I'd spend at least an hour, maybe 2 hours a day just scrolling through because I'm bored.
Yeah.
Yep.
When I could be doing more important, productive things.
Good on you. You could do more important things, like being on Twitter. That's absolute, Mason. That is a great call. Everyone, get Facebook off your phone.
Sure. Vicky in Parramatta.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Hello, Vic. Honey. What have you lived without?
A dishwasher.
Oh, that's old school.
Hang on. Now, why is that, Vicky? Because they're a great time saver.
I can't see an upside here.
Yeah.
Well, look, I don't see the difference between rinsing the dishes, packing the dishwasher, unpacking the dishwasher, as doing the dishes.
Oh.
I just think it's a waste of time. So I just do the dishes.
But do you do
I
the
think I agree.
Do you do them one at a time, Vicky? Are you the type of person that has, you know, you have your breakfast and then you just wash that
and
one
and wash?
Bowl? Yeah, eat
no,
and wash. Are you
no,
an eat and washer?
No, I'm way lazier than that, guys. I just do them once a day.
Okay, all right. No, thank you, please.
Yeah. No, thank you.
You know what, you know, Ed, how you're steering this ship superbly at the moment,
appreciate
you know, paneling the show and having a good time doing it. I knew a guy who went without, get this, he was a DJ, he went without arms. He was a DJ who used his feet to panel a radio show. Like, he would literally, this is the day of records and CDs, and he would literally pick up, this is true, he'd pick up the record and put it on with his feet and play it, start it, and he could get a smoke out of his top pocket and light it with his feet. A DJ without arms.
So many things I want to say that I'd get in trouble for.
I was
right going
to say.
I'm not even going
to
go there.
I feel like you're trying to get us both sacked at the moment, Grant Denyer. Australian Open started in earnest last night on your Channel 7. We got Nick Kyrgios went through.
Yep.
And to help wrap it all up for us, we've got Jelena Dokic who's going to be joining us.
Oh, now, Ed, look, I'll just stop you there. Obviously, last night was the first night of the tennis and I'm very excited. We've just had we've had someone call through. Look, he's been in the news. He didn't actually sadly qualify to play in the Open. And when Ben Atomic was asked what he would be doing instead, he answered this.
I just count money. That's all I do. I count my millions. You go do what I did. You go make 13, 14 million. Good luck, guys. Bye-bye.
We've actually got Bernie on the phone now.
15, 16. Sorry, call me in the middle of counting some millions.
Bernie, I'm so sorry to interrupt you. Bernie, what...
16. What comes after 16? Maybe 14, 15...
Oh, Dol, it's M here from Today for Breakfast.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You're not in the Open. What are you going to be doing with your time?
just counting money. I said that before. What is, you know, listening, man? So 10 million, 1 million. I'm thinking maybe I'll get a job at the bank, just count money for them. And then I think there's a couple of other places, like down the casino, just counting money there. I think he may be trying to take over from the count on Sesame Street. Do some, you know, 1 million, 2 million, that type of thing, you know?
Well, Benny, we've also heard our very own Ed Cavalier broke on the show yesterday.
That I hate you, that bloke. But Ed Cavalier, he looks like a lesbian couple. What's wrong with that guy's nose?
Well, mate. Oh, well, he told us you're going into the jungle. Can you confirm?
Aren't you doing radio with that Grant Daniel?
Yeah, Grant Daniel's here. How do you
see him over the desk? Hey, just said, hey, I'm counting Grant Daniel's. There's like 15 of them underneath the desk. I see him.
Okay, Bernie. Are you going into the jungle?
Yeah, mate. I mean, no. Oh, hang on. Oh, hang on. Shut up. Hang on. That's too much. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million. Get me out of here.
Look, Bernie, obviously tennis might be over for you now. What are you going to be doing in the future?
Nah, just f*** all, you know, just you 10 a million. I've got to go.
Thank you. That was,
14.
That was former tennis champion Ben Atomic joining us live here on Today for Breakfast.
Now, the Australian Open last night, GD, you said you watched a bit of it. Nick Kyrgios got through an easy win over the Brazilian Rogério Dutra Silva, who I had a lot of money on.
You know what I like to keep?
He's really let me down, Dutra Silva. Come on, mate, got a lift.
Dead set.
Yeah, it was great. And then Nick went on to crack it after, which was brilliant.
Yeah, which was interesting. They asked him a very silly, silly question. Also, we know that Bernard Tomic isn't playing, but it was a pretty decent day for the Aussies. Daria Gavrilova, who is...
I love her.
She's looking good.
Hello, Daria. And she's actually a fan of the show.
Aussie Dasher?
Yeah. She loves us.
G'day.
Yes.
G'day,
Dasher. And she's... I love her. I think she's going to win.
Now, you think she's going to win. Yeah. Sadly, you've never really played professional tennis.
I
but
did.
We do have someone who has. Her new autobiography that you've read, Em, and spoken to our next guest before this is quite incredible, Unbreakable. Jelena Dokic from Australia, number one female player. Good morning, Jelena.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, doll. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, good. I was just talking about Daria. Do you think she's going to win? Because I do. I think she's going to take the whole thing, Jelena.
Look, it's hard to say. It's such a long tournament. There's so many good players. So I think it's important to go match by match and, see what happens. Obviously, we would love for an Australian to win it. That would be great. Daria, love to watch her play. But also Ash Barty is there as well.
I think Barty's looking amazing, Jelena. She's hitting it so hard and so clean.
Yeah, obviously she's the number one Australian, has had a great year last year, also finals of Sydney. So, let's see what happens. But a lot of great players in the draw.
How are you feeling about how the male Australian boys are behaving lately?
Some of them.
I'm all that for it.
I'm always sure that question is going to come up lately. So that was very subtle of you as well.
Thank you, darling.
It's tough. You know, obviously Bernard, he's struggling. I think a bit of a worry for me was already last year when he said that he, doesn't enjoy tennis. He doesn't love it. He can't get motivated for it when you're at Wimbledon playing the first round. So that's a bit of a worry.
Have you been through that?
No, I haven't. No, because for me, I enjoy tennis. I always did, even when I had those really difficult moments. So I think I'm a bit different to that. I don't quite understand it from my perspective because tennis is a big passion of mine and my big love. So that's a bit different. But look, he's struggling. He's not, obviously can't find his way. And we'll see what happens. I think a big year for him this year. He's at a bit of a crossroads. I think he needs to decide whether he wants to work hard and whether he wants to, continue playing and playing at, a high level. So we'll see what happens, I think, this year.
What about Nick Kyrgios? Like, obviously last night he copped a warning for blowing up at noisy fans who were interrupting him in the game, like during his serve. But I saw his post-game interview and it was quite nice. He was, like, gracious and he was polite and he was thankful and the crowd really seemed to love him. But you always feel like you never know what you're going to get with Nick.
Yeah, look, it's hard. I think he's just different. He said it himself. He's never going to be someone like a Rafael Nadal or a Roger Federer. And I think, that's all right. He's just different. First of all, he played, well last night. He was nervous, but he came through that match, quite easily. I actually think, he's a nice guy. I think at times, has he made some mistakes and maybe just blown up a little bit and struggled emotionally and mentally. He has. He's admitted to that. So I think at the end of the day, let's not forget he's only 21 still. He's not,
God,
you know, 30.
He's so young.
Yeah. Jelena, yeah, that's a very good point.
21-year-old men are dickheads anyway.
Well, I wasn't. I was standing so we're talking
to you. Yeah. I think we forget that sometimes, you know, and he's already been around for quite a few, you know, years, 4 or 5 years, and he's only 21. So I think we need to take that pressure off and not put too much pressure on him. Aww. Not just about his tennis, but I think also about, you know, maybe some of the things that he does, you know, on the court and some of his, you know, behavior, because I think he's working on it. I feel like he's gotten so much better mentally in the last 12 months. Mm. His tennis is incredible. I'm a big fan of his game. He's got a huge game. So let's just give him a chance and see what happens. Yeah.
Talking to Jelena Dokic, your book Unbreakable has been a massive success. So Em's been raving about it in the studio. That's an amazing story.
Yeah, and it's
Thank
funny.
You,
when Em. Honey, you know, when I told you about it, it was amazing. I mean, I can imagine when you asked Jelena about, you know, not having any motivation for tennis,
yes,
when you read the book, you understand that tennis was her everything and that's how you got through it. So I would understand it would be hard for you to hear another player say they've lost their passion, because that's what kept you going.
Yeah, he did. And again, you know, I went through a lot because of tennis, but at the end of the day, that was my passion. That was, you know, my love. That's what I love to do, go on the court, even in the really difficult times when it was hard to enjoy it. I tried to go out there and tried to play and I tried to compete. So, yeah, definitely something that I've always loved.
Well, Jelena Dokic, Unbreakable is the book. You can see you on the coverage of the Australian Open. In one quick word, who do you think is going to win the men's game at the men's tournament?
Tough to say. I'm going to go with Federer.
Federer and the women's?
There's a few girls that could potentially win it, but let's say Kerber. She's maybe in great form right now.
And, of course, the one we all want, the mixed doubles. we'll leave
you
that
and
one
M.
with you.
You
yeah,
and
me
M.
and Em, yes.
Good answer, you later.
Jelena Dokic, thank you.
Thanks, honey.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
This is going to go all around the world.
Global,
yeah,
for sure.
This and Benning 1060, global. If you saw the wallaby on the Harbour Bridge this morning.
This is the story that's just come out. It's taken at least 3 police officers to pin down a wild wallaby found bouncing along Sydney Harbour Bridge at about 5 a.m. this morning. 1060, if you happen to be in the area at the time. Mm. We're joined now by Georgie, a media officer from New South Wales Police. Morning, Georgie.
Good morning.
Morning, Georgie. Look, a big morning for, of course, for our law enforcement officers. A bridge and a roo. It doesn't get any bigger. Talk us through this massive Aussie police emergency.
Only in Australia, indeed. Yeah, so as you said, it was just before 5 o'clock this morning when this marsupial was spotted in lane 8 of the northern side of the Harbour Bridge.
Sorry, Georgie, that's so police. You've gone with the descriptor. You know, they always say a male of Caucasian appearance. You've gone a marsupial.
Hairy. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, keep going, Georgie. Yes.
Yeah, so he's been monitored hopping across the lane
monitored.
One. Yes, and then without indicating.
Yeah.
He's gone onto the Carl Expressway and then exited to Macquarie Street. He's refused to stop for police who were in pursuit. Now, they have managed to corner that macropod near the Conservatorium of Music. Mm-hmm. And he has since been taken to the zoo for veterinary treatment.
Oh,
that's great.
From the pictures that we've seen, there's about 8 officers lying on top of the marsupial. Does it take that many police to actually get him?
He was a wily little critter, was a little bit startled. So, did need to make sure he didn't hurt himself.
Yeah. Hey, Georgie, media officer from New South Wales Police, we were all said the same thing. We were trying to rack our brains as to where a marsupial/wallaby would arrive from to get on the Harbour Bridge.
Look, it's thought that it may have made its way to the bridge from a golf course in Cameray, but unfortunately he's not been talking to us. So we
just
don't
know for sure.
Silent treatment.
Yeah.
Refusing to cooperate.
Yeah, Georgie, right. You've been amazing.
Thank you, Georgie, media officer from New South Wales Police.
Good on
Thank
Georgie.
You for your time this morning.
She'll be back.
Thank you.
Time for Australia's premier entertainment segment. When Mimi falls apart, you easy. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye, when you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic, that's entertainment. Welcome to That's Entertainment. Episode 2, Taylor Swift.
Oof,
let's play a song from when Swiftie was good.
Yeah, do it. Great song.
Such a good song. Well, a 58-year-old bloke is going around telling everyone he's Tay-Tay's boyfriend. Mel Gibson? He was visiting the police just for another reason.
Oh, no.
He voluntarily dropped in for some questioning.
G'day, guys. Here's some biscuits.
Pretty much.
By the way.
And as they were questioning him, he dropped that he's totally Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
No.
Now, the cops were all like, yeah, whatever, mate. And then this guy produced his phone and showed them text messages from someone called Taylor Swift. Seems legit.
Oh, yeah. That's
so legit.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Definitely Taylor.
Here's a photo of me and her. Oh, yeah, she's 40 metres away and she's waving at a crowd, but that's at me she's waving.
Yeah, why is her head being cut out of that picture?
Yeah.
And then he went on to say, though, and this is what got police worried, and this is now why Taylor's on high alert, that requires a gun to protect her.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So he's like...
But it's America, though. They won't give it to him.
He can't just go to Kmart and ask for one nicely.
Exactly.
Nah, he's fine. So, Paris is... Paris...
Ooh.
Taylor's people, that was a little teaser, guys.
Mm.
Taylor's people have been told that this bloke is armed and dangerous.
That's scary.
And he's been detained for further voluntary questioning.
But you never answered the question. Are they going out? Is he the only one left? Is he the last bloke?
It is time for Taylor to write an album, Maybe It's Me.
Yeah. That's
and
true.
Moving on, Paris Hilton. Oh.
There's a name you don't hear.
Now, we've just found out this is Ed Cavalier's favourite song.
All right, now, hang on. I need to clap. Grant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't Grant seen you dance before, by the way. You're quite you're old swivel hips there.
I've won 3 dance contests in my life. I don't want to talk about it. So there. But that's true. Yep. Grant, Dina, you and I are both singing that. Yep. I maintain that Paris Hilton, that song, The Stars Are Blind,
yeah,
is not a bad song.
You actually hate music, don't you?
I'm not.
Like, you hate music.
You hate
people's ears.
I'm not great with music, I'll admit that, but I don't think that's a bad song.
Okay, great. Well, don't worry. You'll be happy to know, as Paris Hilton's number one fan, she's just today dropped a new song. It's called Never Be Alone, and it's been written about her new fiancé, because she's fiancé.
Oh. She's a fiancé?
Yeah, to Chris Zilker.
Is it a 58-year-old bloke looking for a gun?
He's a 30-year-old DJ.
Oh, no.
Don't marry a DJ, people.
Can I ask
what
you
is
that?
Wrong with you?
He bought her a $2 million ring.
He doesn't have $2 million.
Right? Right?
He doesn't have $2 million.
I smell a rat there.
I smell
there.
A rat. Yeah, I rather smell.
Yep.
Let's hear, look, the answer to the Beatles.
Okay, let's hear it. That is Wings to her previous work that was her Beatles work. That is Paul McCartney's Wings compared to Stars Are Blind.
She's not
That's
back there.
It does sound
She's
like there's a bit of a tweak on the vocal there, just quietly though.
Yeah.
It's got a nice solid beat to it. Do you
great.
Like it?
And finally, in Australian gossip news.
Give it to me.
Guy Sebastian's Wikipedia page has been changed so that his name is Chicken.
Chicken Sebastian.
Some comic genius
That's pretty good,
has actually. Hacked his Wikipedia page, and just anytime it says guy, it says chicken.
That's pretty good.
It sounds like a delicious Spanish meal.
I like it. It's an improvement.
Chicken Sebastian.
Has anybody ever hacked your Wikipedia pages? Someone hacked mine.
Yeah, someone made me younger.
Oh, well done. Yeah.
Was
well
that
done.
You that hacked it?
100%.
Someone wrote on mine that I was a generous and attentive lover with a gentle touch.
Signed D. Kosh.
And that's entertainment.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed at todayfm.com.au. Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
Are we ever? It is 8:05. Yeah, Today FM Breakfast. M, Grant and Ed desperate to give away this $10,000 with Alpha Bucks on 13 10 60. That's how you play. Also, grab yourself the app. You want to get the Alpha Bucks app so you can practice.
Oh, that's gone bunta.
Oh, sweet.
What?
Is that an official term?
Bunta.
Bunta.
100%.
What does it mean?
Hectic. It means it's hectic. It's gone bunta.
It's gone off. On.
Frog in a sock. A wallaby on a harbour bridge.
That is a new terminology.
Right.
It used to be frog
relatable.
In a sock. Now it's I'm like
wallaby.
Off like a
Thank you.
All right, Dania,
yeah.
You are our official game show host,
mm-hmm.
right? You've claimed to have done over 1,000 episodes of...
Not claimed, actually have, but thanks for doubting it.
Please read what our boss Jace just wrote on the screen.
On my screen, honestly, in flashing fluorescent letters larger than I've ever seen in my life, I've got an update on the weather, 24 in the city, 29 in the west, and underneath in capitals it says, "We are not desperate to give away the cash, Jace."
So, Jace, what you're saying is definitely need a winner today. And let's welcome Lisa from the roof.
Lisa. Hey, how you doing?
Hi. Yeah. All right. I'm really, really nervous now.
Oh, just relax. Have fun. You're going to be fine. Okay, so if you win some money, what would you put it towards? What do you want to do with it, Dom?
So my 5-year-old son has been hassling me for so long to go to Hawaii. So 100% I'll be putting it towards taking him to Hawaii for his 6th birthday this year.
Nice. And you're not worried about the missile alarms impending. Going off every 5 minutes?
Oh, well, I am now.
You could also take him to sit on the cannon that Cher and Grant Denyer sat on for If I Could Turn Back Time. You could
the
do that
Missouri.
As well. Yep.
So many
dreams. I'll definitely do that.
All right, let's see if we can get your dream off and away now, Lisa. You ready to do this? You ready to play Today FM's Alpha Bucks?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, you've got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter G, okay?
Right.
So G.
For every question you get right, you'll score 100 bucks with a chance to win up to 10 grand. So we must take the first answer, and you can use the same answer twice. You can't use the same answer twice, And the adjudicator's word is going to be final. So your letter's G, okay, for Grant.
Okay.
And the time starts after I ask the first question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Why are you guys laughing?
Because your voice is shifting gears, and to be honest, I'm finding it exciting.
Yeah, I'm loving this. I am loving this. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Lisa, here we go. Name a perfume brand.
Giorgio Armani.
Name a part of a car.
Pass.
Name a dog breed.
Oh, God. German Shepherd.
Name a profession.
A gatekeeper.
Name a movie.
Pass.
Name a Sydney suburb.
Pass.
Out of time.
Oh, was that all of them already? Was that a time up already?
Yeah, your time's
up. Yeah, you were terrible.
Oh, no, it goes so fast.
Yeah, it does.
$300 is what you've won today, Lisa.
$300, Lisa, congratulations.
Oh, well.
Good try, Dom.
Sorry I couldn't help you give away the money today, guys. It's good when you're here on the radio and, like, you can get all the answers, but once you're actually under the pressure, it's really, really hard.
I know. That's the thing, isn't it, Lisa? That's where you got to get the app to practice. Yeah. Still, $300, so there, we can do something for you.
Mate, the minor premiership doesn't matter. It's all about the grand final.
Oh, I'm still happy with $300.
I just did a sporting reference, mate.
Yeah, but you got it wrong.
The minor premiership is the season. It doesn't matter. You got to win the grand final.
Yeah, but she didn't really win either.
She won the minor premiership at home. The grand final was the... Oh, for God's sake, Ed, I did sport. I mean, is there no pleasing you? I did a sport thing.
We'll be back tomorrow with more Alpha Bucks.
Sorry. Now, you bought me a story this morning. Yeah. As we sat down at like 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
I was in shock.
Yeah, this is something that I saw on the news the last couple of days, that a Sydney technician, now it starts as a pretty terrible story, but it led us to both have the same question.
Yeah.
And a Sydney technician who stole explicit photos off multiple women's phones while connecting their homes to the NBN has been spared time behind bars.
So can we role play what was happening?
Yeah, okay.
So you're the guy, you're the technician, go.
Yeah, so... Hey, I'm just connecting your NBN. I need to grab your phone quickly, please.
Oh, sure. Here you go.
Yeah. So then he would take the phone, and then as the woman would walk off, he would quickly, GD, he would open up her photos and quickly sift through to find where she'd had nudes on her or like actual sex tapes on her phone, just in the photos, send them to himself in a message, and then quickly delete the conversation so that when she came
wouldn't
back,
know.
So dodgy.
Yes, it is so dodgy. And did it a few, well, we don't know exactly how many times, but obviously did it a few times and then got caught. Now, he was sentenced Downing's in a local court on Monday.
Good.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
the first question that you and I both said to each other, Em, was...
Do people have their nudes that easily accessible?
Yeah.
Just on their camera roll sitting there to be found, like, by anyone?
Yeah, for a stranger to be able to... Now, if you think about it, she's just left the room for a moment,
that's
Grant.
Very quick.
And it wasn't even just like one or two images. It was like up to 80 that he managed to get off a couple of people's phones. So there's clearly a lot of material just sitting right there.
Is this as... Is this what you guys are doing with your phone now, Sydney? 131060, do you have easily accessible nudes on your camera roll? Like, could this have happened to you? Because for me, if this guy opened up my phone...
Oh, well, let's go your last three photos.
Okay.
Let's go to Mariciano's last three. Let's say that someone's grabbed your phone and they're looking for a nude. And they've gone last three photographs. What are they?
He'll get a picture of Hopper from Stranger Things.
Okay, not exactly
holding
saucy.
A trombone.
Okay, yeah, well, almost.
There's a picture of Oprah Winfrey and RuPaul sitting together.
Fantastic.
Hashtag on brand M. Rossiano. And then there's a picture of the winner of the Australia's Got Talent 5th season, Jack Vigeon.
I hosted that season. Am I in the photo?
Joel, I am obsessed with Jack Vigeon. She has had the most amazing makeover.
All right, don't get distracted.
Amazing.
That's a topic for another.
You should see the teeth and the skin and the hair. Anyway, that's what's on my phone.
Does look good. Does look good.
Topic for another day.
Yeah.
All right, GD, open your phone.
What would they find if they looked at yours?
Show us your last three photographs.
My mate's car crashed into a river.
Okay, one.
Me cuddling my kids before I left coming to work. Nice. And me on a plane full of Elvis impersonators.
On brand.
Equally.
Cars, zany Elvis impersonators and kids.
Because it's so
on brand.
True.
You know, if you've ever like borrowed your mate's phone, like if he ever hands it to you and you just want to have a look, you know your mate's up to something dodgy if they snatch it back, if you flip more than one or two pics.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
My three best friends are gay men. I get handed the phone like it's a bomb. And they're like, don't swipe. Don't do any swiping.
Look at that picture and that picture alone.
So, but I want to know, because we were both, 131060, do you have easily accessible nudes on your phone?
Yeah, or is it someone...
Is this a thing?
Or have you done the swipe on someone's phone and...
Come across something.
Accidentally come across something very quickly. Is easily accessible nudes on a phone a thing? Of course you can remain anonymous, because I can't believe how easy this was for this bloke to do it. 131060. The question on 131060 is, do you have or do you know people have easily accessible nudes on their phone after a NBN tradie was sentenced on Monday, not to jail time but to home detention after he was hooking people up to the NBN grant, but then if it was a girl, he was grabbing their phone saying, I need to get your phone, please, to hook that up, and then quickly sifting through their camera roll to find nudes and then send them to himself.
Has he not heard of the internet?
Well,
yeah, you can kind of find this
Can't
stuff
anyway.
Can't you
just find nudes of random strangers online without going to jail?
But ironically, for an NBN technician, maybe he hadn't. Or maybe because he works in the NBN, he knows how slow it is. This will be quicker than the NBN.
It does remind you that I don't know whether you got friends that are quite protective of their phones if you happen to be flicking through their photos. I know the Max, who works here, our senior producer, I asked to see his phone and got it like a blank no.
Yeah.
Like there might be some gear in there.
No, I can tell you he's one of my close friends. Max, why won't we give Grant your phone?
Look, I've been single for the last 2 months. Mm-hmm. We know what's there.
Can't go left,
we?
Can't go right, doll.
Okay.
And now Olivia from Camden. Olivia, the easily accessible nudes on the phone, is this something in your life?
You've got them?
Well, I don't have a lock or a passcode on my phone, so...
What?
Olivia,
what are you doing?
Do you have any nudes of yourself? Do you have any nudes of yourself on your phone, Olivia?
I do, but they don't have my face in them.
Oh my god!
And
Olivia,
when you say them, how many would there be in your camera roll?
I probably take them at least once a week.
and for any reason in particular?
Yeah. What do you do with them? Yeah, what for?
Just because I can.
Okay, great. Good for you, girlfriend. You'd be proud of that nude body.
And what if someone
put a lock on your phone, doll?
Yeah, maybe get a passcode on there, Olivia. Thank you, Olivia.
Okay.
So that's a sort of...
Okay.
You're right?
No.
Processes.
I have a 16-year-old daughter.
I know. That's right.
You know?
I know, mate. I know.
I'm terrified of this.
Yeah, I get it.
It's just so cavalier. Oh, I'll take a nude a week.
Yeah.
I'll send a nude to my mum.
I don't know if she said that, but...
it's a slippery slope, Ed.
It is a slippery slope. Dallas from Campbelltown. Dallas.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
There you go,
good,
mate.
Dallas. Now,
did you have the easily accessible nudes on the phone, mate?
I used to.
And, what happened?
Did you have an incident?
No, because I've got three young kids, they like to play games on the phone, so I just thought...
they can see your Smurf berries. My God, that is...
Why did you just call them?
No, there was a game week for Smurf. Yeah. Anyway. So Dallas.
So confused.
Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas.
You've got three young kids. Why have you got nudes on your phone? What were they for, mate?
Oh, before, like, we had the kids and stuff, so, like, they're fairly old, but they were still...
They're classics.
You got to keep them, because you got to remember a time when you were tight. Yeah, you keep it tight when you're single.
And did you used to send them to your partner and, hey?
Yeah.
So were you worried about them finding it or did they find them?
No, no, I was just, like, worried because, like, you know, it's not something you want your kids to see.
No. But so you've got that calculator app. So there's an app that you can get on your phone that looks like a calculator, right?
Yeah.
And you click on it and you type in a number that you've allocated, a sum, and then your needs pop up.
Oh, yeah, it's like a little digital safe on your phone.
Yeah, but it looks like a calculator.
What if the kids think it looks like a game? Oh, I love this calculator game. So I guess a code.
Thanks, Dallas.
Okay.
You're fine till your kid comes home with maths homework.
Tori in Penrith. Hello, darling.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Do you have easily accessible nudes? Could this have happened to you?
Yeah, so I actually had these beautiful photos on my phone which my partner took, and there was actually me naked in the shower, my daughter, right? So I'm feeding her, right? So they're quite nice. I think they're beautiful, totally naked.
Okay.
And I didn't realise that they were totally accessible until I went to plug in my phone to the Kmart printing app.
What?
And everyone standing around printing off their Christmas photos can see me, boobs and all, everything hanging out.
That's a good tip. So you're saying you've gone in there to print off just a nice couple of, you know, family shots, just you over Christmas with the troops opening presents. You've plugged it into the computer and up they came.
On the screen.
Yep, all they popped. Yep, nice and big on the big screen. Yep.
Oh, that's a good heads up.
We have a new member of the team. I like to call him our little lackey.
Right.
And hello, Jack.
Oh, I thought you meant Grant.
All right.
I didn't say jockey. Or said lackey.
You're lackey. Okay.
We got little Jack joining us. Hi, Jackie boy.
Good morning, guys. My first time chatting to you. Yeah, on the air, anyway.
That is a nervous voice if I've ever heard one.
A little bit. You are. Basically.
Let's take the ball out of his mouth, take the gag out, and now it's the initiation around here.
Well, it is, and it is important, you know, to drop people in live radio and commercial radio to just put them straight into the fire.
Of course.
Straight into the deep end, no floaties.
Simple or swim.
I'm a good swimmer.
He's ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Confident.
That's what I like.
That's breaking in.
Well, we've got a challenge for you. And basically what's going to happen, Jack, is have you done any interviews in your life? Have you ever interviewed anyone?
I have. I interviewed Jessica Murray and Ian Meadows from The Wrong Girl because the last time my radio show was out of the country and they couldn't do it, so I got to do it.
Yeah. Oh, they're some big names.
Wow, Ian Meadows. sorry for
okay,
you. Okay, fine body of work.
Yeah, that is massive.
Wow, they always talk about Frost. They were tough. They always talk about Frost Nixon. What about Jack Meadows? Wow.
Well, Jack, great. Along the lines of big names, we're going to send you along to an interview today, and it is going to be with Grammy Award winner Sam Smith.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I know him. Okay,
well, for those here,
great start.
He's not good answer. He's not Meadows level. I understand.
He just had a Christmas song out. It was great.
Oh, okay. Well, here's a little bit of a montage for you, Jack, and everyone else to get it to be Sam Smith, great musician. These are some of the songs that people will know. Oh, won't you stay with me? Seven is true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
Always says he sounds like a saxophone.
That's a great
one. A tenor sax.
Yeah. His voice sounds saxophony.
Totally.
You know, none of us can make it to the interview. We're excited to talk to Sam Smith. Yeah. So we're sending our lackey Jack along. And this is sink or swim. If he stuffs this up, I will never have him on the air again. Yeah. It's as simple as that.
It's a lot at stake.
Yeah, there is. And I believe, Em, that you've decided to throw a little curveball. Is that right?
Have I?
Having a little challenge for young Jack?
What's my challenge? The challenge was just the interview.
Oh,
do
was
you
it?
Have a challenge?
I do.
Okay, go.
I don't think I need a curveball.
Nah, let's do it.
Naked?
Now you need two.
This is exciting.
So I believe a skilled interviewer can do anything to sort of get people on side. I was wondering if you could work the word onions into your interview with Sam Smith.
Five times.
Oh, like Sam Smith, your breath smells like onions?
Mm. Well, that would make it a short interview. Yeah.
This is going to be amazing. Yeah. I can already feel it. This is going to go viral.
I need you to get the word onions in, but it has to be in context. You can't just say it out of nowhere.
Five times?
Yeah.
Look, let's see if you can get to five.
Okay.
And to the point where he notices it.
Yeah. And then you have to get Sam Smith to say onions.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
That's
great.
Yeah.
I can't, can I take props, but not an onion, but obviously, like, other things?
To try, sure, you, try and they, lead him into saying onions.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
sure,
so.
Do whatever you want. Don't, no limits.
Actually, no limits.
No limits. It's going
to
be hectic.
We can't wait to see how this goes. All right, Jack, that's your challenge.
Okay.
Interview Sam Smith. I need the word onions. We need the word onions in the interview.
Five times.
And try and get Sam Smith to say it.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm going to smash this out of the park.
Oh, now that's.
She's lucky, Jack. Love it. Is
those millennials,
hard.
They think they can do anything.
Those millennials are. All right, well, off you go. You go do your research. All right. I don't feel like there's going to be a lot of research.
No, neither do I.
I didn't know who he was. Yeah. Good luck, Lucky Jack.
All right, thank you.
This is a topic that came out yesterday, but over the night, yes. And during the day, we've been talking about it off air.
Yeah.
And it's this was the headline that went everywhere yesterday, Dennis. It was Australian study confirms baby brain is a thing.
Yeah.
Now, we saw it on the news last night. We saw it all. My wife was talking about it with her friends yesterday. She's just had a baby. Some of her friends have recently had babies. This is a study published in the Medical Journal of Australia,
yeah.
Found that this is legit.
This is sciencey, yeah. Like white coats, labs, everything.
Found that memory performance declined during the early stages of pregnancy, but the decline either slowed or stopped from mid-pregnancy on.
Yeah.
Now, Em, as someone who has had two children so far, do you don't believe in baby brain?
I believe in baby brain.
No, you don't.
I don't believe in calling it baby brain.
Oh, okay.
This is my
issue. Semantics, okay.
Don't call it baby brain. Don't pat me on the head as a woman and go, oh, Joe, you just got baby brain. No, dickhead, I've got growing a human brain. I've had 3 hours sleep brain.
Oh, I see.
I've got a bit on brain.
Yes, I see what you
mean. And I don't believe, and look, 131060, I'd love to hear what you did on baby brain. Sure. What was the worst thing you did when we had this so-called baby brain? But okay. I think we need to rename it to You Are an Effing Legend, Well Done Brain.
I hear you. I totally hear you.
That what your one isn't as catchy.
It's like the term mummy blogger. Don't call me, unless you are my child, I don't want to hear the word mummy. I don't want to hear it. It's creepy. It's gross. I'm a woman who writes, who has spawned. That's who I am.
Once again,
not as catchy.
It's not as catchy.
But I just when I heard this yesterday, baby brain, I got so cry. And my husband knows that this is a trigger for me.
We mentioned it.
And you just
like it.
I saw your colour in your face change dramatically.
This is a trigger word for me. This baby brain.
Oh, is it
and Scott
okay?
goes, okay, don't go on air and talk about it. This is why I said to you guys, let's not talk about it. Because I am a legendary human who has grown another human and I'm tired and I've got some things on and that's why maybe I'm a bit forgetful. Maybe I'm leaving my boob out. Maybe I am, you know, wearing bathers as undies. Maybe I am putting cereal in the oven. But that's just because there's someone hanging off me at all times and I'm a bit tired.
I think plenty of people would agree with you as well. I don't think you're alone there.
Let's change it from baby brain.
All right, well, let's change it. So let's workshop something because you're
I grew a human. I'm an effing legend. Everyone gets stuffed brain.
Okay, if you've ever suffered from I grew a human, I'm an effing legend,
everyone
gets stuffed
I'm
brain.
Right.
Brain.
I am always right brain.
And I'm always right brain.
And I'm pretty brain.
And I'm pretty brain. If you've ever suffered from that or the baby brain, what did you do? Because what did you do when you had it? Because on 131060, because my wife and your wife, Grant, they were both discussing this yesterday. Yeah. Do you want to give us one of your lovely wives, what she did?
Okay, we've been saving up for a home loan for a long time, and so we had some savings in our account. My wife went to pay our $30 home phone bill and pressed a few extra zeros. She paid Telstra $30,000.
Yes, Ches. Yes. Well done. That's great.
And do you get the NBN for that? Or is it extra?
You didn't have the internet for 2 years. No.
They did not deserve our savings for a home loan.
You should have a wing at Telstra Central. I don't understand. All right, 131060, did you suffer from I'm an effing legend, I grew a human, everyone gets stuffed, I'm right and pretty brain?
Yeah.
And what did you do?
What did you do? 131060.
Yeah.
On 131060, we're asking, let me see if I got this right, have you ever had, I'm growing a child, I'm an effing champion,
legend.
And I'm legend, and I'm very pretty brain.
Get stuffed.
Oh, get stuffed. We're not using the term baby brain, Danya.
Doesn't exist. No.
But it's a thing. Scientifically been proven that it's an actual condition that women get.
My wife was relieved yesterday because she was like, oh, because she was doing things, we've just had our first baby 17 weeks ago, and she was doing this thing where she was continuously just leaving her bag wherever we were. If we went out, we would leave, we'd go home, and then she'd just give me this look. And I got to the point she didn't have to say anything. I'd go,
I'll go get the bag.
And I just have to go back to wherever we were, Danielle, and go, did my wife leave her bag here?
But Tiff's got a bit more on now.
No, I know.
This is why I don't like the term baby brain, because it's just patting a woman on the head.
It's a leaving something somewhere is a common thing amongst those who've just had children. Like, you know, my wife, for instance, she put a loaf of bread in the washing machine and then turned it on. And she just let it spin around in there. She thought what she was doing was perfectly okay and normal.
Probably is, you know. This white bread could be fluffier. Emma from St. Mary's.
Hi.
Hello. Have you had a case of I'm growing a human, et cetera, brain?
Yeah.
Just a little bit. I was at an Esedford for my sister's dance competition. Mm-hmm. And I'm just sitting there, I'm looking around, and there's a sign above a door. And I looked at my mum and I said, in all seriousness, what the hell are warning stairs?
Not warning stairs.
No, just warning stairs. Three times I asked.
My kid's 16 and I didn't understand what you just said then.
Oh, that's bad.
So you're saying you thought it was a step that you tread on and then an alarm goes off.
They're warning stairs.
I don't know. I thought they were stairs that were called warning stairs.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Where you get sent if you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Up to the warning stairs.
Thank you, Emma.
Hey, Rebecca and Prospect.
How are you guys going?
Yeah, you had a case of I'm growing a human brain. Yep.
Oh, massively. So in my nesting period, I went to my kitchen and put everything in beautiful jars and labelled it and didn't use great tape, and a couple of the jar labels fell off. And I had to make a cake for my best friend's birthday, and I used Gravox instead of cocoa powder.
Oh, I love a Gravox flavoured sponge.
That's not your fault. That's the label's fault, though.
I didn't taste it. And everyone ate it except for me because I couldn't eat sugar. So I took the cake and everyone's literally spitting it out at the party.
This is delicious. Yeah.
That is so nice.
My husband ate it. He said it was a really good meaty cake.
I love meat cake.
Nothing like a lamb pavlova after there. That's fantastic. Okay, Christy from Kellyville, you've had a case of legend growing a human, et cetera, brain.
Yes, and I was very pretty.
Good. Very pretty, yeah. Of course you were very pretty, and you were always right.
100%.
Yes, Joe.
I was pregnant with my first, and I bought myself a mummy station wagon. And on my way home from buying it, I stopped to get fuel, and I realised halfway through filling it that I was putting regular unleaded into my new diesel car.
Oh, that's
Brant's just fallen off his chair. Is that bad, Daniel?
Oh, the damage.
As soon as we left, my husband was like, make sure you put diesel in it. And I was like, of course I will.
What happens, Danielle? It destroys the engine.
But I was really lucky. I realised halfway through filling up, so I hadn't started it.
Good girl.
And we had to get it towed to the dealer, and we had to get it drained, and it was all okay. But I've never lived it down since, and that was 8 years ago.
Oh, close call.
I reckon there are plenty of people who haven't just had a child that have put the wrong.
True.
You've just got a diesel car, and you're used to doing unleaded.
Because you're not paying attention to which nozzle you're picking up, which is easy for any of us to do.
Can I ask the question? Because this is a legitimate question. If I have a diesel car and I've overdriven unleaded, and now I just got a diesel. If I did put unleaded in my diesel, I don't start the engine.
Yep. And then
what do I do?
You get it towed to a mechanic. Put on a flatbed truck. They take all the nasty fuel out.
Yeah.
And you'll be fine. But if you start it, it'll destroy the engine.
That's so good to know.
20 grand.
Yeah, 20 grand.
Your V8 supercar Bogan, everything just paid off for me. Brilliant.
I just bought a Tesla. I keep covering it in unleaded. I have no idea. Is that a good thing?
Brilliant. Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.